as I was watching the news, and everybody's seen this, we've seen a lot of violence within our community. The superintendent of Rochester City Schools, Dr. Leslie Meyer-Small, mentioned it yesterday. I had somebody that had to go to a candlelight vigil, you know, for young people within our community that have been lost to violence. We've seen it in and around, whether it comes from carjackings or it comes from robberies or whatever has been taking place within the city of Rochester. It has resulted in a lot of gun violence in stores, in and around community, innocent people being hit and involved in it. And, you know, Rain, you and I were talking about this with Sight off the air on where do we go from here? We've seen the police department go through reform. We're seeing the city change before us. We have the leadership that we've been looking for. Now, it is now within the hands of the community. Every single person that lives, works, breathes, and cares about this community going forward to change the mindset. I'm not sure how that happens. I don't know the answers, but we are killing each other literally and destroying this community one by one.
It's something that we've been dealing with for a very long time. I think it has come to a head. Now, this is why we're seeing what we're seeing. I don't recall my time here, just my time here at DKX. I don't recall it being this violent in this city. Now, I remember when things were bad during certain periods, but I don't recall them being this bad to the point to where someone could make a conscious decision to walk into a store, a corner store, with a little girl in front of him and shoot someone. Almost shooting a little girl. The effect that that is going to have on that little girl for the rest of her life is something, it's with her. It's not going to go anywhere. We have to figure out where we're gonna go from here. An 11-year-old was shot in his home. So what does that mean? It means that people are shooting outside in the bullets. And I listen, I speak from experience. I know for a fact that people shoot, they're reckless, they don't care, and the bullets hit houses, and those bullets go right through houses. And I speak from experience. I know that because it's happened at my mother's house. She lives on the east side of Rochester. So we're all feeling the effects of this. People are terrified to live, meaning they're scared to go outside. They're scared to drive in their car. Their people are literally terrorizing the city with this gun violence. I don't know where we're going to go from here. We have to figure out something. And like I said earlier, we're going to get rid of two excuses, poverty and jobs. And I say that because poverty doesn't, someone who wakes up and makes a conscious decision to take someone's life that day, because this happens, wake up and they're going to take someone like someone's life that day for whatever reason they have, beef, whatever it is. That's not poverty. That's something else. That's within them. That's them making a decision to do it. So we're going to start holding these people accountable, because we've put this whole blanket thing, oh, poverty, we don't have, there's not enough jobs in Rochester. Well, we've been doing this for decades, and it has gotten us nowhere. Knowing that the system is against us, knowing that poverty affects us, knowing all of this stuff, we're at one of the most violent times in this city where kids are dying on a regular basis. People are dying on a regular basis. People are getting shot. People are getting hit by bullets. We still haven't figured out what in the hell happened in Pennsylvania Avenue. We still haven't. Has anybody been arrested for it? Has anybody been charged for it? There were 15 guns, over 60 bullets.
This town is too small.
Two kids lost their lives.
This town is too small not to know. We know about everybody else's business, We're one degree of separation away from something. So we know somebody knows something.
Dr. Leslie Snaws, they from the forum that they had yesterday, and they've released like little bulletin points. And the one thing that caught my attention from one of the bulletin points was 13 students have been injured as a result of gun violence. That's city school district students. 6 students have died because of gun violence. 8 schools have quickly shifted into lockdown due to nearby police activity.
This isn't a police thing. This isn't a political thing. This isn't that. And I feel bad for Dr. Leslie Myers Small and the teachers and the people that are a part of everyday learning for young people, because this is part of the obstacle they have to overcome in order for young people to learn. So when young people are kind of like, oh, such and such didn't show up, they don't care. No, that's not that they don't care. It's that they're still dealing from the trauma that happened last night.
This is the stuff that is going to affect us for a lifetime, especially kids. It affects everyone. So I say that to say this. And I know some people have the mindset of, well, I'm just staying out the way. At this point, if living in the city, staying out the way is incredibly hard, because you can stay out the way and still get killed, still get carjacked. We have to really put our heads together, the leaders in this community, and I'm not talking about political leaders. I'm talking about the leaders in the community, whether it is the religious leaders, whoever, the leaders in this community, they know who they are. The people that are making a difference in this community, and I know that they're overwhelmed right now and they feel like they're not because there's so much going on. First of all, I want to say thank you for working to make our community a better place, because there are people out here every day putting their heart and their soul into saving the people in this community and to making a dent in the violence. We thank you for that. There aren't enough words to thank you for that. Now it's time for all of us to step in, especially adults. When you see, you know, something's going down, put your phone down and get involved. It's that simple. Get involved. There's no reason why 2 teenagers thought to set someone on fire. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why the teenager that took part in that carjacking that killed that 71-year-old man, get involved with these kids. We are the difference. We got to be the difference. We got to start putting our heads together and figuring this stuff out. We can no longer make excuses for this, because now a lot of this stuff is young people.
Yeah, this is not Rochester's legacy, and it shouldn't be Rochester's destiny. We should be looking for a solution to all of this going forward. So it's not our legacy. It is not our destiny. But if we don't get this fixed, it will be.